This is the Truth Network.
I'm sitting next to a missions pastor. That's right. This guy is one of the leading cutting-edge missions pastors in all of America. He just got back from a foreign land in Asia. And we can't get too specific, friends, because there are Christians suffering all over the world, and we do not want to put them at risk by this interview. But what we want to do is we want to put you at risk, because I'm sitting with the cutting edge. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm sitting with 8 juniors at Calvary Day School. They've never been on a national radio show. Any guys been on a national radio show? Okay, say, give a shout out to the guys. Come on, make some noise, guys. Say hello to everybody. Yay. All right. Okay, they're awake somewhat. And Pastor Matt, what's it like to be with these young people? This is the next generation. When we're dead and gone, they're going to have to carry the gospel gun all over the world, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think students have a great opportunity, the willingness to be able to do whatever God wants them to do. So I'm glad to be with you guys.
So tell us a little bit about, what does a missions pastor do? You have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6,000, maybe even more on the roll here. You know, we're trying to, what are you trying to do with the people? Because sadly, a lot of Christians aren't going into the world where there's billions of folks that need Jesus. Like, you just came back from a big area.
Yeah, so the most important thing, I think, as growing as disciples is to live with a heart and mind on mission. When we do that, when we fall more in love with Jesus, we're going to pray more, we're going to give more, we're going to go more. And so that's really what I want to try to help people have a heart and mind for Christ, and then we take care of all the other details.
Okay, now I know one of these guys has a question. Who's going to come forward first? Okay, young man, state your first name and your question for Pastor Matt about his recent missions trip and about the importance of missions for young people and old people to engage and reach our world for Christ. Go ahead, real quick. First name.
I'm Nate. And what was your initial thought when you first heard God tell you that he wanted you to do this?
So I was 18 years old, so almost your guys' age, whenever I sensed God telling me to spend part of my life serving him as a missionary for years. And my initial thought was, God, if this is my own idea, I'm not going to do it. But if this is really your voice, then I'll do it. And I just felt true confirmation and peace that he wanted me to do that. And so I lived there for years in South Asia, but I'm glad to still go back on short-term trips, taking other people there.
Okay, we got another question. Young man, say your first name and a quick question for Pastor Matt about his most recent missions trip, about this whole thing of going into the world and reaching people with the gospel while we still have time.
My name is Rob, and I was going to ask, are you like ever nervous going on a mission trip?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. I am sometimes nervous. I was nervous if I would get into the country this time because they are resistant to the gospel sometimes. So prayer helps a lot. So just praying that God gives peace. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And so I definitely sensed other people praying for me, and that gave me a lot of peace.
Wow. I'm Stu Everson. We got another question coming up. These young men, aren't these great questions,
they
Pastor
are.
Matt?
Isn't they are.
Man?
Yeah.
And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, all these people, parents come up to you, kids, kids, these are young men. You guys are juniors. You know, you're going to be seniors. Everyone's saying, hey, where are you going to college? Where are you going to a job? Well, maybe we should be saying, wait a second. Maybe where's God calling you to plant a church? Mm-hmm. You know, in Burma, maybe in the Middle East, maybe in China, maybe in Canada, maybe somewhere else in the world. You know, we don't want to shortchange God's great commission, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm Stu. This is a unique situation. I teach a leadership session with a lot of other of my peers. We teach the young people. And it's called advisorial, and we go through the scriptures, and we go through principles of leadership, servant leadership, based on Christ's example and model. And it just so happened I had my handy-dandy mic with me, and it happened that our amazing premier missions pastor of our church here in North Carolina was available this morning. He just got back from an amazing missions trip. He's fired up, left his small family. I mean, that's, you know, talking about what risk. You leave your kids. You're like, hey, well, Kiss the kids goodbye. May not see, you know, see him again, but all for the name of taking the gospel, such good news, we're taking it everywhere. So he's challenging the kids this morning, the young men, and I thought, hey, let's interview him. Let's make a show of it. So I've never done this before, but we're getting some great questions. Now, young man, what's your name? What's your question here for Pastor Matt on this whole topic of missions?
My name's Josh. What's the best part about being a missions pastor?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, for me, it's to see other people living according to the gifts and passions God has given to them. So in this world, you know, there's so many millions of people, hundreds of millions of people who have not heard of Christ. And I'm only one person. There's only so much I can do. And so it's exciting for me to see other people raising up and to be living out the calling that God has put on their lives. And, you know, one of the things we were just talking about of planning for the future, I think that it's really important for us to plan to go, but be willing to stay. Mm. We usually do it the other way around. Like, you know, I'm planning on staying, you know, I'll try to be willing to go if God led me to do that, but to try to flip that on its head and say, hey, he already told us, go make disciples of all nations. If he tells me to do that right here where I grew up, then that's fine as well. But let's plan on going.
That's pretty cool. And we may have a future missions pastor right here in our midst, Pastor Matt. You never know, right? Yeah, you know, he shared with me a statistic recently that more money will be embezzled from churches this year than will be invested in reaching unreached people groups. Mm-hmm. And that's right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, we got another young man. Sir, what's your first name? And a question for Pastor Matt here. Talking about, it's an all mission segment here with Stu Epperson right here on this amazing interview podcast where we're trying to reach the world. How do you change the world? You introduce the world to the life changer, to the living water, Jesus Christ. Go ahead, sir, young man. What's your question here for Pastor Matt?
Hi, my name is Bailey, and my question is, what do you miss the most when you're away from home on your mission?
When I am on a mission trip or traveling, definitely miss my family. So my wife, Allison, and then our kids, Joshua, Jenna, and Ethan. So they are 12, 10, and 8 years old. But I am thankful for technology that allows us to keep in touch, you know, even when I'm halfway around the world.
Very cool. Okay, what's your name, young man, and your question for Pastor Missions, Pastor Matt?
My name is Tanner, and has your faith been tested since you've been spreading the word?
Yeah, I mean, my faith has definitely been tested. It's a good question. I think that, there are so many challenges that are in this world, and yet I feel like God has blessed me with faith as one of my spiritual gifts. So that's, I'm trying to say that with humility, because that's not something that I have on my own. I'm not just this guy who's adventurous and just wants to go do this because I love traveling the world. It's God has put this faith in me and a passion that says there are so many people who have never heard about Jesus one time. And so for that, I'm willing to set all the temporary worldly things aside.
That's awesome. Okay, first name and question for Pastor Matt.
Hey, I'm Jeb, and how do you deal with the language barriers when you're on a mission trip?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Yeah, so with the language barrier, thankfully, when I lived in another country, I learned the local language, and so was able to speak in that, and that helped a ton. However, if I'm going on a mission trip to a different place, I have to go with someone who can translate, usually a local believer, and so just trying to be careful in how we speak and not use idioms. Sometimes I've heard things that just don't get translated well. And so you just got to kind of be mindful and not use too difficult of words when you're trying to get something translated.
Hi, I'm Zach. How do you deal with people who reject the gospel in a hostile way?
It's a good question. Try to do it the way that Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out 70 of his disciples, 2 by 2, to the different villages where he was about to go. And he said, whenever someone resists you, whenever someone rejects the gospel, wipe the dust off of your feet and go on to the next place. And so I don't try to make a big show of it. If someone resists, just say, all right, God bless you. Jesus said, tell him the kingdom of God is near you, but move on.
I'm Damian, and I was just wondering, what is the hardest thing for you to overcome when you're out in the field?
The hardest thing to overcome in the field, I think, are Christians who are locked into tradition. So there's a ton of lost people who are willing to receive Christ, but you know, 1 John 4:4 says that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And so Satan is not the main problem. It is Christians who are not obeying the Holy Spirit, are not filled with the Holy Spirit. That's really the roadblock in seeing the whole world hear about Christ.
If all the Christians would get aggressive and intentionally ambitious and gracious about sharing the gospel, the good news, sharing it with others instead of keeping to ourselves, what would happen in our world with 2 billion who've never heard, Pastor Matt?
Well, I think about what Paul said in Romans. He said in chapter 10, verse 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And so we got to tell the gospel to everyone we can.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm so proud of these young men. Aren't they great? Look at these. These guys are, they're going to be amazing to see how God uses them. Great questions, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are sharp, and thanks for asking thoughtful questions.
All right, an interview with a missions pastor right here in our leadership training with these young men at Calvary Day School. Just awesome. And guys, let's say thank you to Pastor Matt on three. Thank you, Pastor Matt. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Pastor Matt.
Thank you, Pastor Matt. God bless you, man. And bottom line, Jesus said go, G-O, right?
That's right. Go make disciples of all nations. Thanks for interviewing me today.
Awesome. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.
Some extra resources for you for missions to encourage folks in your church around you to go on a missions trip. Families should go on missions trips together. Pastor Matt, real quick on that.
I mentioned that living with a heart and mind on mission is so central. One of the best tools that you can do for that is to take a class called Perspectives. You can go to perspectives.org. It's Perspectives on the World Christian Movement that really helps you. If you're tired of just doing church, this is really going to take it to the new level where you're able to see what has God been doing throughout eternity and throughout the world and how you can be a part.
Okay, now you're also a part of a pretty cool new radio show dash podcast. Can you tell everyone about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's right. That's called Jesus Junkets, J-U-N-K-E-T-S. You can find that on iTunes now. That is different stories from around the world that are just amazing of what people are doing, letting the Holy Spirit work through them.
Totally awesome. And really, what you're kind of waking people up. I mean, it's sad. I've heard statistics as low as less than 4% of Christians share their faith. I mean, we're talking about getting a passport, going to the other side of the world in some cases, but like right here in America, in Utah, in North Carolina, in Iowa, Pastor Matt, why aren't we sharing our faith? It's like you can like drink the water, speak the language, not have to leave your house, sleep in the same home every night, have dinner with your family, drop the kids off at school, and be on a missions trip like right now. But why don't we get that, Pastor Matt? Where's the disconnect? And I'm saying we because I think I'm blind to it as much as anyone.
Sure. I think there are a couple of reasons. I think the main reason, though, is fear. People are afraid of rejection or they're afraid they don't know what to say. Unfortunately, I think that's the main thing.
So we're afraid, and we really need to pray for boldness and for courage, but we also need to obey. I mean, I'm afraid. There's a lot of things I'm afraid of potentially as a believer or that might intimidate me, but that doesn't mean that I don't share. I mean, we have the greatest message about the greatest Savior who came and died for the worst of sinners like me, and we have so much to share. So let's get real here, like nitty gritty. As a missions pastor, if you were at an event, what would be one of your biggest frustrations being around a bunch of sheep like me who are kind of glossed over? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, people are dying and going to hell. And like, hey, where's my latte? You know. Mm. Hey, I'm looking at my watch. I got to get out of this service. I got to beat the Presbyterians at lunch. But what's your biggest frustration?
Yeah, I think people who are caught up in the cares of this world, the wealth that's in there, the love of money, that is just self-absorbed and not sacrificial. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. I think too many Christians are just content with showing up at church on Sunday and go, huh, I've done my thing. I put, you know, a couple bucks in the offering plate. I'm good. But take up your cross daily and follow Jesus.
Okay, we're going to have interviews with missions pastors like maybe every week on our Truth Talk Weekend show, our podcast. We're doing podcasts for on this big Facebook page, Jesus Daily. We're trying to, again, wake people up and mobilize people. Like, we're trying to summon an army of people to say, hey, come join us to reach the world for Jesus. If you're listening right now and you're not saved, we're calling you to trust in the only one who can save you. Call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, you have been saved, you know the Lord, then there's a one-to-one correlation between you knowing God and you making him known. It's not an option. And so the question is, all the people around you that you know that don't know the Lord, that you hang out with, that you laugh with, and God's put you in those relationships so you can lead them to Christ. And on the positive side, Pastor Matt, I know we talk about the negative, how little money's given to missions. I mean, it's so sad. It's almost embarrassing when I quote those statistics. I quoted them to a group the other day in Utah. They were like shocked that that much money, that more money is spent on Halloween costumes for people's pets than to reach the 2 billion unreached peoples in the world. And it's probably more than 2 billion. It's almost 3 now. But Pastor Matt, on the positive side, you send people on mission trips. They come back on fire. They come up to me and they say, man, that Pastor Matt, oh, I couldn't go. I had, you know, stuff going on at work, you know, family. We were in the middle of some things. There was no way. I just did it. He talked me into it. I prayed about it, and somehow got the Holy Spirit and this Pastor Matt stayed on me. When they came back from that mission trip to Asia or wherever they went, they were changed people. Can you describe that dynamic? And can you give some encouragement to people about, like, just go. You want an adventure? Are you an adrenaline junkie? How about seeing someone receive Jesus who's never heard the gospel before? Will you talk about the positive side of it and give people some encouragement there?
Yeah, I love to see the passion that comes out when people come back and just say, boy, I'm excited to, one, go back, be more involved, and maybe even go back longer. When I went to South Asia just last month, one of our members stayed there for 2 months. So she's still there. She's in her 80s.
Wow.
And is staying there. It's like, hey, 1 week's not enough. I want to be here for longer. Another thing that's exciting is when people are wanting to apply it back into their normal life back here in the States. And so there was one lady I know that she went to a country in Asia, but there's some believers from that nation here in our church. And she's like, I want to go visit their congregation. I want to see how I can help them reach others. And so I think that's a great thing to connect both the global and the local, the short term with the normal daily life.
That's awesome. How hard is it for someone out there listening to go on a missions trip? They're listening like, I want to go. And of course, we want to be careful on this because we don't want to go on a missions trip to make it more complicated and difficult for the embedded missionaries. We want to go to serve and love them. And so it maybe you go and maybe you watch their kids so they can go on a date night. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you go and you help them, you know, build a church. Or, you know, it could be hard labor. Mm-hmm. Or it could be you go and you join them in some kind of sports evangelism or whatnot. But what would you say to folks that want to go on a missions trip and maybe they don't have a missions pastor? We're spoiled, I think, to have it's awesome for us at our church here to have a missions pastor like you. But what would you say to someone that wants to go, just maybe the next step?
So I think that as a believer in Christ, you have skills, you have spiritual gifts, you have something to bring to the table. And so I would encourage you to find a mission trip that fits your gifting well, and then get trained to be able to make sure that you're more helpful than a hindrance to the people who are there long term. But there's a ton of mission organizations that you could find out about and get equipped. If it's not your own church, find another local church that's kind of in the area so you can kind of in person do training. One mission organization that does short-term trips plus long-term missionaries that I find really helpful because I used to serve with the organization is called the International Mission Board, the IMB. And so you can go to their website at imb.org and you can see different mission trips that they've got available.
Awesome. Just ask yourself, how has the gospel changed my life, number one? Number two, how has God gifted me to take that to the world? It's really not, we overcomplicate it, I think. It's really not complicated. You know, I play basketball. I'm getting old and fat and beat up, but I play basketball, and it's kind of neat. A guy who may never listen to me share the gospel, but when we play ball, we're sweating and we're grinding and we're playing ball, and it's competitive. And afterward, it's like the Lord always opens a door for me to share Jesus. And I realize, well, that's why I'm doing all this. Mm-hmm. It's not so I can, you know, I can't remember how many shots I made. I probably took more than I should have last game, but sharing the gospel. Matt, thank you so much. What's that website for Perspectives? Because it's got some amazing videos, and it's part of a ministry that with your podcast and all that you're doing. What's a good point of contact for people there?
Yeah, perspectives.org. Okay. So the whole course is called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement. And one last question that I would leave with those of you who are listening, not just what can I do or how can I help, what does God want me to do, but this question, WIG take, and WIG stands for what's it gonna take.
Oh, I love it.
So what's it gonna take to see every man, woman, and child hear the gospel of Christ, see his love on display? That question leads us to things like Jesus saying the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we need to ask more laborers to go out into his harvest field.
Amen. Pastor Matt, you've blessed me, man. You got me challenged now. Gosh, I want to go share the Lord with somebody right now. And we're doing that with this. So I love the radio, you know, in the podcast in this venue here, because we can share it with a whole lot of folks and we can challenge folks out there. Before your head hits the pillow, like D.L. Moody used to say, don't go share Christ with one person before your head hits the pillow. And how many stories of him getting out of bed, getting an umbrella and going out and leading someone to Christ. Then he said, I forgot to do, you know, but what a cool challenge. Thank you. God bless you. Reach out to me if you want to go on a missions trip. I'll connect you with Matt. I'll connect you with all kinds of people that are ready to take you. Just go to stueperson.com or truthnetwork.com. It's got my information. Or follow me on all the DM me on the IG. That's how the young people talk, you know, on Instagram. Direct message me at Stu Epperson on Twitter as well and on Facebook.